Okay. With the own theme song.
You have your own theme song now, guys.
That's awesome.
Do this week.
That is awesome.
Oh,
Teen Titans, go.
Yes.
Yeah. That, I'm honored. Honored. Truly honored.
It fits.
We
it
got
totally
our own
fits.
Theme song.
Because yep. we have Titan and Cody.
It's got a stick. It's got a stick.
Oh, man. All week long, yes. So Cody Scroggins in Student Ministries, head of, and then Tristan Ray, director of Next Steps.
Oh, his name's not Titan?
You know what? Yes, officially we're changing it over. We're going to change over your birth certificate.
We'll get a sign.
Changing it over. Have it notarized. Just like that. Both of you from Cedar Creek Church in West Toledo. Good morning, you two.
Good morning.
Good to have you guys back. Now, it's fun because while we're talking all this week, we're doing the transition between first I do, and then you watch, and then I watch, and then you do. And we're kind of sliding over from point A to point Z. Mm-hmm. And we're kind of working on that throughout the week. And so curious to pick back up this morning.
Exactly. So we're excited to really walk through this leadership square by 3DM. This is a tenuous one. This is a really tough level of leadership in this. It's I do, you help. And this is really hard for really the you help part of this. Remember, the I do is the leader in this sense. The you help is the person who is being led. And so for you help, there's some things that have taken place. There's a lot going on where the excitement of joining something new has worn off. Think about it this way. Jesus invited his followers in. I'm sure when they got out of the boat, out of fishing, of the story we learned yesterday, or the story that you might that you know of, they had some excitement going on. This is new. This is different. This man is direct. And then Jesus started preaching an all-day sermon, and they're like, what did I get myself into? No, I don't think that's exactly how it went down, but you have to think that every time they traveled with him, they went through, they were helping along the way, but the excitement of, I'm a part of this new thing, wears off pretty quickly. And in this turn, you can see the disciples slowly in specific examples, peter off, go to sleep, not be there, not have the faith. There's many examples that come through, and actually one of those is in John 6. John 6 walks through this sermon of sorts, and literally right before this, Jesus is feeding the 5,000 and calming the storm. So this is right before all this takes place, some miracles are happening. So you would think, I would think, for me, that's when I'm on the edge of my seat. That's when I'm ready to invest. But in fact, the disciples find themselves at a different posture, in a different place. And in fact, in John 6, 66 through 69 says this. So this is after he's preached a little bit, after a little, and he's talking about the manna from heaven, understanding that. He says this, from this time, many of his disciples turned back and no longer followed him. Jesus says, you do not want to leave too, do you? And this is to the 12, not just all the disciples that were following him. Simon Peter answered, Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life. We have come to believe and know that you are the Holy One of God. Then Jesus replied, have I not chosen you the 12? Yet one of you is the devil. And in this, he's referencing Judas, coming on a little bit later. But this is a reference to Jesus's ministry is active. Miracles are taking place. This is a little bit more of them helping, them getting more and more people involved. And yet, they grow a little less confidence. And in my opinion, they probably felt a little insecure as well. When you're in the I do, you help phase, you can feel mundane. You can feel over and over doing the same thing. And in this, there's a moment that you probably come along that says, am I called to do this? Is this what I was meant to do? And so those things can be tough to identify. But this is the most difficult stage of the four that we're going to go through, because this is where a lot of people quit. This is where you help. They just say, I'm done. It's not for me. This is it. And so the challenge is for our leadership is the I do has to cast vision for that person. So yeah, so that's a little bit of the I do, you help from Jesus' perspective. So
yeah, and from my perspective, as Cody shared this story, and as I was preparing for today, I was kind of reminded of, and this is a complete departure. It's not as serious, but I think that's fun. I I'm expecting my second child. Despite the theme song of Teen Titans, I'm actually a 24-year-old man. And so I'm expecting our second child, my wife and I are, on April 12th. And as we're gearing up, now we've had our daughter for almost 2 years. And my wife, she loves cooking. She absolutely loves it. She's the person that she actually hates following recipes. So like the end of the week when we're, you know, needing a restock on groceries, she loves pulling together whatever she can to make this, you know, delicious meal. She's an expert at it. This is what she does. And I, on the other hand, let's just say my daughter has grown to love eggs and pizza because that's pretty much what I can do, in the kitchen. And a lot of it isn't a lack of, interest. It's just a genuine, lack of knowledge. I don't know how to do what my wife does. And so the other week we kind of had a sit down. She's like, listen, we're going to have two kids. Like we're going to need to provide, or our kids are going to need more than just pizza on the nights that I'm not here. So I was like, you know what? I'm a big fan of pizza. I don't know about that, but, so she sat me down when she was cooking fried rice, and I was like, I don't know how to necessarily how to do that. It seems kind of complicated. She's like, just help me and I'll show you. And she, you know, she kind of guided me through that process. Asked me to make some sauce for the rice. And that, even then I was, you know, it was just mixing some ingredients, but it was an experience where she, like Cody said, the eye in the situation casted some vision, the reason behind why, in this case, I needed to learn how to cook, which seemed pretty self-explanatory to most, you know, adults, but, and then she helped me along the process. She didn't just leave me there to wonder how, but simply, you know, with love and grace, walked alongside me and got me to a point where I felt comfortable there. So
very good word. It's a good example too, because it kind of ties the whole thing together.
Yeah.
Helps us understand. And you mentioned the reason why, mm-hmm. and always having vision. Can either of you two pray?
Yeah. Heavenly Father, thank you for today. Thank you for just the morning, the beautiful sun as it rises. Lord, I just pray for each and every person listening, that you just keep your hand over them, protect them on their way to work. And Lord, just allow it to be a good day. Allow us to, just do extraordinary things for you today, Lord. And we ask for all these things in Christ's name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. We are on with Cody and Tristan, both of them from Cedar Creek Church and West Toledo campus, both of them positions of leadership. And we're talking about really the transition from point A to point Z and how it takes leadership and it takes vision. We found out today it takes vision to keep the dull and mundane from setting in. Otherwise, you just get bored. And learning about transitioning from really being a rookie into being a full-blown leader. Cody, again, student ministries, what do you do with the church campus?
Yeah, awesome. So 5th through 12th grade, that's my specialty. And so for me, that's what who I love hanging out with. And really, it's about building a good team. We talk about this, and we're talking about leadership of my group leaders, my guest services team, my hospitality team. They're awesome. And so my job is also to recruit that team to help impact students. And so I might teach a message or... tonight, we actually have a guest speaker from the South Toledo campus, Jacob Mariano. Shout out him. But the group leaders are in there investing in those students. You know, one of my group leaders, her name's Nikki, she tells the students each and every week, you have to come up with something that you love about yourself. Yeah, you have to come up with something like, I love my hair. A group of girls, high school girls, they become very insecure very quickly, and she just wants to pour into them. And so she actually made keychains that says, you are loved. It's like, man, that's a group leader. Like, it's just so awesome, her and the rest of the team. So, yeah, that's a little bit of what I do with students. So
awesome. Tristan, you?
Yeah. So I like to say that I kind of help oversee every person from age 18 and up. So 18 to 99, that's my specialty, I guess, in some sense. One of the things that I do, so I help with support the weekend services. So that's coffee, that's greeting. We have our Grow Track experience that happens on the weekend, just really making a positive and welcoming environment for our guests as they walk in. But one of the other things that I get to do is host groups at our campus, or lead leaders to lead groups at our campus. And one of the groups that I time and time again, and just so impressed with, actually, just so many people at our campus are involved with it, is Celebrate Recovery. So we have Celebrate Recovery on Thursday nights. And I get to help oversee that. And that is anyone with hurts, habits, or hangups to come find freedom. And it's just such an incredible ministry that we're able to do at the West Salido campus. We have so many incredible leaders that just pour in to these people. And a lot of the time, they're people that don't even attend the church. Mm. It's just people seeking refuge from these issues that they face. And so that's one of the few things that I get to oversee at the campus.
Now, we hear you have a service tonight.
Yeah. Student night's happening tonight. 7th through 12th grade is happening tonight. And Jacob Mariano, our South Toledo director, and I are swapping. So I'm actually going to be in South Toledo at our South Toledo campus, and our South Toledo director is going to be our West Toledo campus. Any 7th through 12th graders, join us tonight off Douglas in Sylvania. I'll be at the South Burn, right?
I always say. Yeah. Just down the road, actually.
Pretty close to here at the SFM studio. So that's what's going on tonight.